May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, January 14th, 2023. And today I'll be discussing two newsletter compendiums since the first of the year. The first one is called Sovereign Free in 2023, followed by a big picture overview on the full moon 3 days later, called From Systemic Crisis to Holistic Solution. So this is a live presentation. I'm broadcasting over the internet to 63 nations, and when the podcast is up in a few days, I'll have the links to the newsletter I'm referring to so you can read along in another window and pause the audio while watching videos or reading articles that I briefly describe. So, in other words, you can create your own multimedia show. I mean, in the meantime, if you're are listening live, some of you will be able to read along with me if you open my archived compendiums by simply searching 2023 Mainstream Awakening. That's the theme of the year, 2023 Mainstream Awakening, and I have all the shows from the first since the first of the year there, so you can check it out. And this is the 2023 thought form process of the year, which is the predictive modeling process as the Great Awakening goes mainstream. We're hearing a lot about the Great Awakening, and it's not, I wouldn't say mainstream now, but you've got to remember we're at a kind of a parallel phenomena globally as the American colonists were back in 1776, you know, with, and I get into, I've had shows on this and articles on this, on the astrology, psychology of Pluto and Capricorn at the same degrees. It's come around in this long cycle of Pluto, you know, this far out, farthest out planet orbiting, coming around to the same degrees in Capricorn where the American Revolution was happening. But now it's a global process, and the Great Awakening is going mainstream globally. Obviously, it's not critical mass yet. We're not all awake. 5D, you know, free, sovereign free yet. I mean, it's a process. We're right at the cusp of Aquarius. There's a matriculation of the matrix going on. You know, basically, there's the big shift is in process. But as in during the American Revolution, only about 1 to 3%, I've heard about 3% of the American colonists were actually actively involved in the revolution. Well, now we're talking about global conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. You know, it's a time of revelations, big time revelations. The veil is thinning, and personal and planetary sovereignty is winning for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. But before I go any further, it's time for a cosmic weather report. For those who are new to quantum field astrology psychology, it's good to understand the order of the universe whereby the quantum source field around the Earth and between our ears is connected to very subtle planetary frequencies that are in, you know, sometimes referred to as the harmony of the spheres. They're all, you know, it's like a symphony going on with these different frequencies. And there's different geometric aspects going on that correlates these frequencies or coordinates these frequencies in different ways to have different influences with different people, depending on, again, their own personal astrology, psychology, transits, and where, I mean, it's all unique. I'll be going into that a little bit. I mean, this is the same principle. We're talking about quantum principles. That was understood more than 100 years ago before quantum science even became a thing it was understood with homeopathy. I mean, homeopathy used to be huge all over the world. I mean, 100 years ago, they had India. I mean, the beginning of the last century, there was in India, for example, massive books that got into the correlations of the different homeopathic remedies with astrology, psychology. There's been books done on medical astrology that goes into this more, but this is like a lost science. It's not recognized, this quantum science explaining homeopathy so we can use homeopathic principles. I mean, it is, you know, allopathic drugs for symptom medicine became the community standard medicine more than 100 years ago with the Rockefeller taking over the medical industry, the whole medical industry with the Flexner Report that made drugs per symptom community standard medicine. That was more than 100 years ago. And it's deeply entrenched now, and we're seeing the fruit of that. You know, they're making a killing. Excuse me. So anyway, this was something, you know, understanding with homeopathy is it's like astrology. The astrology understanding goes way back. I mean, the three wise men were no dummies. They were astrologers. And it's beyond what, you know, popular astrology is, as sometimes people see in the newspaper near the comic strips today. I mean, it's like there was a science to it that was actually an intuitive thing with going to the source field, you know, tuning into the field intuitively, like medical intuitives will tune into the body, you know, and actually see into the body and what's going on. And this science, quantum science, actually goes back more than 1,000 years in China, when acupuncture was common, you know, community standard medicine back then for redirecting the energy currents in the body. You know, this was common medical practice in China thousands of years ago. I mean, the quantum field energy meridians in the body were understood during a golden age in China's ancient past, where they taught the quantum order of the universe. They didn't call it, it was just the order of the universe as they understood it. And it was taught back then, how to, in explaining basically how the kingdom of heaven is truly programmed within us from the time of conception, when a single fertilized egg is, you know, creates the body in the mother's womb, which is like a bioenergy force field, you know, like a cosmic womb with the 12 vertebrae in the mother's back, focusing the energies of the 12 constellations, stepping down those energies into this bioenergetic womb that your body cells would divide and replicate in with great tension, you know, like single cell to two cells, to 4 to 16 to 32, and creative tension, real creative tension. And with that, in this bioenergetic force field of the universe, the 12 constellations, over the 9 months, basically it infuses, excuse me, the matrix of quantum astrology and psychology that's activated with the first fire breath at birth. You know, so that's when your natal chart is done with your first breath, because it fires up, you might say, the quantum field matrix bioenergetics of the kingdom of heaven within you. So that's where that expression came from. Of course, a lot of people listening to the show are well aware that Jesus, in his, so to speak, lost years, traveled to India and China, and where this, you know, where their centers of learning, you know, the Brahmins and otherwise, they have passed on this understanding. Of course, in China, in India, you know, that understanding goes back to the order of the universe. So, I mean, but yet today in our modern world, this quantum field science is ignored, denied, and increasingly censored by pharmaceutical policies based on the old paradigm of the chemistry of disease rather than the new paradigm of the quantum energies of health. This is the shift we're going through, and it's why the whole medical industrial complex has hit the wall and basically is cashing out, making a killing, indirectly causing disease with vaccines that create side effects that are then treated with drugs for whatever ails you. You know, you weaken the immune system with the toxic load in the body. And as a naturopath, and as well as having been a naturopath and a homeopath, I understand, you know, how this principle of a vital force in the body works, that when your immune system and your vital force is low, then you are more susceptible to disease. So bringing it back into balance, you know, the harmonics that were understood with homeopathy, and having a sensitivity to what testing is going on in the body with astrology, psychology, with your transits, the more you become conscious of how you are conscious and what the tests are, then it's easier to pass those tests. In other words, it's easier to be on guard when you're being challenged with difficulties with your, with transits and astrology. And it's the same principle in a sense with, again, homeopathy, that there, you know, it's the principle of similars with homeopathy, and how it resonates, you know, on a quantum level, different substances, herbs, or whatever, that have different correspondence to different parts of the body and different systems of the body, and which remedies then, you know, and again, the potency of remedies, and of course, how they create homeopathics by circussing them and putting energy, activating the energy of herbs or other things so that they can work in the subtle quantum energy fields of the body. This was a huge science that was well understood by the best practitioners in America, were the homeopaths. You know, back before those strange German doctors with their potions came along, you know, back at the same time, you know, even before, you know, the germs were understood, and there was all kinds of childbirth fevers created because surgeons would be doing, you know, surgeons would be cutting into an infected womb and then go on delivering a baby because, you know, they didn't understand that there was bacteria that would, you know, cause childbed fever. My grandmother died because of that. I mean, this is something that 100 years ago, the whole shift was going on with the whole practice of medicine, from where doctors would go to your home and make house calls and trade their services for a chicken, and it was just understood, you know, the idea was basically naturopathically to build health, and that which builds health prevents disease will also cure disease and therapeutic levels. So anyway, that going into the history of modern medicine, there is a shift going on now with the understanding of quantum science. And again, at this stage of history, we're seeing a denial, an ignorance and a denial and a censorship of natural healing or in quantum healing principles and processes and protocols, because it's the entrenched paradigm of the chemistry of disease and drugs for whatever ails you. It's like the largest industry in America. On Wall Street, it's led Wall Street profits for decades, inflation-free profits of the drug industry, and six of the largest 10 most profitable Wall Street companies are big pharma companies. I mean, and the biggest lobbies by far, the lobbies, K Street, you know, lobbying, you know, lobbies for big pharma industries. They are by far the biggest, I think, by far the biggest lobbies, you know, basically paying off congressmen for things like the vaccine bills that removed all liability for harm from vaccines for the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, they virtually gave them, you know, liability. And the vaccine industry has, of course, exploded since then. I think this was 20 years ago or 15 years ago. And since then, the vaccine, since there's no liabilities, they've been rolling out and pushing, big pharma's been pushing vaccines ever since then. So that's the economics and politics behind these new mRNA vaccines, which aren't vaccines. They're not traditional vaccines. It's synthetic crap that's toxic, that does all kinds of other stuff. this mRNA, they call it gene therapy, on their websites. They refer to it, and their disclosure to when they got their licensing rights, they described it as gene therapy. In other words, it's affecting the genetics of the body. And there's been a lot of material, and I've published a lot of material over the last couple of years on how it does affects the body genetically with these spike proteins, etc. But anyway, this is kind of the drama on the world stage right now. And who is the quote? I think it was Gandhi who said, first they ignore you, then they fight you, and then you win. And we're kind of at that stage where they're fighting the truth of what, you know, the harm being caused by the vaccines using censorship. So we're at that stage where the censorship is blatant in our face. And of course, if they can't take any questions or answer any questions, or if they can't, I mean, if the industry, if the media can't accept freedom of speech, you know, then it's not science, it's propaganda, you know. So most people are well aware that that's the situation. So anyway, as far as the astrology goes right now, and I got off, you know, this is what I do sometimes when I get into aspects of what's going on in the world on the show. This backstory on astrology has kind of led up to an understanding, a little brief thing on what's going on as I speak with the moon in Libra in an exact trine with Saturn in Aquarius, which brings a nice resonance and congruence with the first principles of Aquarian law and order. You know, Saturn is a congruence and a constricting, but Aquarius is expansive and liberating, you know. So there's kind of a creative tension going on there that has the potential, again, to bring a nice resonance and congruence with the first principles, Aquarian law and order, you know, with the moon in Aquarius. So I'm going to roll with that today. That's kind of the themes that I get into with these two compendiums, newsletters. And, you know, reference some of this, this kind of Aquarian law and order in the context of chaos, what's going on in the world, chaos and disorder. So also Venus is in Aquarius also, and exactly square Uranus and Taurus. So there's some creative tension there that could provide some profound insight into universal love, tools and processes for, again, culturing Aquarian enlightenment. So that's the plan, folks. And then with the sun aligned with Pluto and Capricorn, we can see major global power politics as the unelected power elite meet in Davos, Switzerland, to decide behind closed doors how the people of Earth will be managed for another year. Anyway, so much for the Cosmic Far Side. again, remember this podcast playback can be paused to watch the videos and read the articles in the respective newsletters listed in the show notes. So enjoy your custom multimedia show. And with that, I'm going to be going to the first compendium newsletter, Sovereign Free in 2023. And as many of you know who have listened to this show before, how I've been curating videos and articles of the week that you won't see in lamestream media because it's politically incorrect. In other words, it's truth telling that challenges the narrative of the big lie of across the board. You know, the power elite potentates who are ethical infants are going full tilt, doubling down with the big lie that's so big and so bold and so often told that people believe it. So somebody's got to raise the flag, even if nobody salutes, as to, you know, truth telling what's really going on. So this compendium, the Sovereign Free in 2023, I begin with a quote. I try to set the tone with the quote and the graphic at the top. And this one was a quote from Marianne Williamson, who says that any thought of love uplifts the vibration of the universe. And this is the first principle of cosmic law, whereby what goes around comes around. And in the cosmic scheme of things, as individuals raise their vibration, since we're all connected, it raises the vibration of others who vibrate lower on what's called the Hawkins scale of consciousness. From, you might say, 3D, the lower frequencies, to higher, you know, 5D at the highest. And some of you are familiar with the Hawkins scale. It's one of my favorite books, Power versus Force by Dr. Hawkins. So I begin with kind of a positive overview reference that some, you know, what featured in this newsletter is an article called Integrity Lost and Regained. I'll go into that a little bit. And basically, you have some full spectrum truth telling, getting into a little bit of understanding of the different frequencies as corresponds to the chakras for upwising and uprising, you know, linking the light of the creative ascent process for rebooting global civility with a unified field of common sense. The old common sense is uncommon, and most powerful special interests in the world have a vested interest in keeping it that way. But it is becoming more common. Like I say, maybe as far as the evolutionaries, the revolutionaries on the planet right now, maybe only, again, 1% to 3% whose sphere of influence is the 20% who do 80% of the networking on the internet. So these are the revolutionaries of today, those who are networking for the net worth of net reality with a higher standard of for global netizens, global citizens, who basically are truth-telling and interested in truth-telling. Truth and love, as Gandhi said, is the key to Sovereign Free in 2023. And that was actually my first compendium. I referenced that, and I give a quote at the end of this compendium when I go into that a little more. So I've got a lot I want to cover, and I want to get to the compendium that was published on the full moon. And I've added to that and updated that. So that's something that I'll hopefully have time to go into more thoroughly. So I'm going to skip over some of this stuff. One of the articles I mentioned as I was introducing this compendium, Sovereign Free in 2023, was an article by Robert Malone, MD, called Two Possible Futures for Humanity. And the subtext, that headline is, quote, is the dark WEF, that's World Economic Forum, globalist transhuman dystopia inevitable? Big question. You know, people are seeing, you know, the World Economic Forum, the power elite meeting in Davos, Switzerland, and they're all, you know, deciding behind closed doors, you know, what the rest of us are going to have to suffer through. But they, you know, as they push their New World Order agenda of creating chaos so they can create order in the way that they want to structure their New World Order. Or, you know, will we conceive and achieve a humane singularity with what unites us, conscientious common sense, not what divides us? In other words, a choice. This is a major theme. You know, we're coming out of you know, you might say a dark age, and coming out of it is basically being awake and free to basically care enough to share with enough truth and love to make a difference, if not the difference. And a key understanding in this process, and again, this is a process of mass awakening, and we're getting there. You know, we haven't hit critical mass. You know, the 100th monkey effect, where everyone, you know, pretty much everyone, you know, like the American colonists, they, as a general rule, they just all agreed that it was time to basically initiate sovereignty. I mean, there was always the Tories who, you know, went to Canada, you know, had allegiance to the crown, so to speak, or the corporatocracy, as we'd call it today. And but there's, you know, there's a major awakening process going on worldwide, where or by a new common sense is awakening, the Great Awakening. So we're talking about open and free sovereignty through decentralization. And that's where we're how we get out of this mess, and the understanding of the media is basically closed and keeping us virtually slave to centralized tyranny. There's the forces in mainstream media, lamestream media as I refer to it, whereby we are kept in the matrix, the media matrix. Now, there's a video in this part of the point of the compendium, for those who are reading along, called The Media Matrix. It's the full report. It's three parts. It's very comprehensive in what's going on in the mainstream media and the trendings in the media. More people are basically coming to an understanding of how the media surrounds us. You know, we live our lives in it and through it. We structure our lives around it. But it wasn't always this way. And so how did we get here? And where is the media technology that increasingly governs our lives taking us? So this is the story of the Media Matrix. James Corbett is brilliant. Those who have time aren't in the habit of watching basically mass distraction or entertainment on, you know, on television, but, you know, really like to get in-depth information of a quality nature on what's really going on with the substrata, you know, of collective consciousness with the media matrix. This is a great article. And there's a full transcript if you really want to, you know, process it that way. So then I go into several articles that are, you know, kind of dealing with the big issues that are going on. One article is called Elon Musk slams the censorship network with CISA, it's called, and as you know, as a propaganda platform, and how the Department of Homeland Security has backed this censorship network that used 120 analysts to censor millions of social media posts on the elections and COVID. Now, this is stuff that's coming out, folks. I mean, it's huge. It's being exposed to people worldwide, how our minds have been manipulated through social media, mainstream media, and through censorship. You know, freedom of speech has been hacked big time. So this went on its Twitter, There's an infographic here that's referencing Elon Musk and how he's been helping to build a surveillance state around us and has a major role in the technocratic takeover while also tweeting about freedom. It's come out big time, and I'll go into that more in the new, you know, the new compendium, the more recent one on the full moon about what's going on with Twitter. But the masses are eating it up. You know, we're going to have freedom now because Twitter's been liberated, and people that have been doctors that have been censored, and you know, for the last couple of years, you know, on Twitter are now they're getting their voice back. So this is, in a sense, you know, referred to as controlled opposition or cognitive dissonance, because there's a surveillance state being built around us while the masses are eating up the idea that we have freedom again because Twitter's been liberated. But it's deeper than that. So there's an article by Ron Unz from Unz Review called Collapsing Conspiracy Cover-Ups, explaining how our government has still never released all of its official records on the death of President John F. Kennedy. But after almost six decades, that monumental cover-up may finally be collapsing. Now, all these cover-ups are being exposed on the internet, and they're gaining mainstream. People are waking up to how we've been lied to big time. So there's a collapsing of the big lie with the whole truth. The truth of a full spectrum enlightened nature is a multidimensional perceptual process from upper brain to lower reptilian brain, from linear left brain to nonlinear right brain, from frontal foresight to rear brain hindsight. We're talking about the cosmic cube, you know, between the ears, upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, corresponding to the holographic field, which, you know, I provide links in the content that you can go into this more, this understanding of the source field, the unified source field, not only on the planetary body and distributed, the energetics distributed through the ley lines of the planetary body, but also what goes on through the energetics of the universe distributed through our own meridians of our body, and specifically reflexing, corresponding to the energy field, the source field between our ears, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, to forebrain, rear brain. It's a real thing with the quantum source field that I've been going into with articles over the last year on the understanding of quantum science and the source field. So some of you will find that interesting. There's two videos that I then go into in this newsletter, and one of them's pretty funny. It's like 50 signs of the times that are so funny people had to share them. They're little quips video, and you know, it's like, this is the joy flame big time, you know, where you can really understand what's going on with the energies above the heart chakra, you know, understanding frequency, you know, the vertical dimension from upper brain to lower brain, you know, in the chakra systems of the three chakras above the heart chakra and the higher frequencies. There is a difference. If people are hanging it out, you know, and have a prevailing awareness momentum in their upper chakras above the heart, they're more enlightened. But if people are into the more dense energies of the lower chakras, the base chakras are sometimes referred to, then they're more preoccupied with, you know, basically survival and survival in the physical. And your prevailing awareness and how it evolves from the lower chakras to the upper chakras, it's interesting. And I'm going to reference this because this is fascinates me. With the order of the universe, the ancient Chinese explained that a child grows up in the three, you know, across from, as they're standing, they grow up across from the lower chakras, the three lower chakras below the heart, of an adult beside them, and they grow up basically receiving the energy of the lower chakras of the adults, which are the electronic belt patterns, or the records of their life are stored in the lower chakras. You know, it's like the past, whereas the upper chakras deal more with the foresight in the future. And children grow up to then outpicture the energies of their parents. And this is, again, unconscious or subconscious, that children grow up to become 3D projectors of their parents, which is a sobering thought. But if you've had kids and teenagers, and the way they act out, as you know, as they're growing up, and they're no longer a child, but they're not adult either. So, the way adolescents act out, you know, the records of the parents, you know, or their environment that they grew up in, and act that out to basically understand and forgive the records that they were conditioned with. So again, I got off the track again, but I thought some of you might find that interesting. Again, the understanding of the quantum field energies, the energies of health and the chakras, and how they correspond to the conscious evolution, revolution, revelations that go on individually and collectively. Now, the lower chakras, I have a video that basically it's heavy metal rock music that's got an interesting theme, the Eye of the Pfizer, you know, the drug company Pfizer. It's a music parody. And I provide a warning that this music video begins with shocking images of neurological disorders in the face following vaccinations, which is not reported by pharmaceutical media. You never hear about this or see about this. And this video begins with it. And it's a powerful video, and again, it's referencing the energies of the lower chakras, while the former video is more of a joy, humorous, you know, it's more light. It's the upper chakras, you know, where the joy flame, And again, it's you can love the truth telling and these little quips in the first video compared to the lower chakra videos. So then I go into, after the heavy metal rock music beat of this music parody, and it's a short video. I think it's four minutes long. Some people will really like it, some people will really hate it, but any regard, it's a good demonstration of the difference between the energies and the messaging at the different higher or lower levels of the body and the different chakras. So I go on to say that, you know, realize with real eyes that Pfizer, you know, the drug company Pfizer and Big Pharma have a history going back to Operation Paperclip, when Nazi virologists and half of Hitler's flight capital, you know, gold, were brought to the U.S. for rise of the Fourth Reich via Merck Pharmaceutical, who seeded polio vaccines with cancer retroviruses, which took cancer from a relatively rare disease to 1 in 3 getting it now. And I say documented here, where there's a link that goes to a whole compendium of videos and articles and infographics, one specifically on Merck Pharmaceutical and how they did this with polio vaccines, with the retroviruses, and how cancer then was seeded into the bodies of a whole generation. And as the immune system fell off, sometimes in lower ages, you know, increasingly with younger kids getting cancer, to as then these kids that got the polio vaccines, as they grew up, and when their immune system gets whacked at a certain point, then basically these cancer retroviruses, if the immune system, you know, we've all got cancer cells in our body, but our immune system keeps it in check. So as you age, if a health crisis comes on, your immune system gets whacked. This is sometimes when cancers evolve. And this is, of course, the understanding, the natural biological, you know, medicine laws of a naturopath understands. It's not taught in high school or college or medical schools, you know, building health and preventing disease with the immune system, because it's the whole system has been co-opted as a disease care system for treating disease, you know. And don't worry about your health, you know, don't eat, worry about the food that you're eating, you know, just, you know, if you get sick, go to the doctor. If you got cancer, well, they got chemo for that, you know. This is pretty much the system we've grown up with. So these pharmaceutical stocks have been driving Wall Street, as I mentioned before, and they continue to make a killing as Wall Street thrives and Main Street dies, and Congress critters, you know, were paid off well. K Street for granting, you know, K Street is the lobbying arm of Wall Street and lobbying arm of Congress. So they were paid off to grant Big Pharma immunity from vaccine harm, you know, liability. So there's no brakes on the pharmaceutical holocaust that creates and treats disease with a pill for every ill and a lifetime of pills for all the toxic side effects. So I'm going to kind of skip over some of the rest of this stuff that gets into the pharmacidal psychopaths who won't see the light until they feel the fire, you know, exposing what's really going on with the vaccine companies that are making $60 billion a year selling mandatory vaccines, but they're also making $500 billion a year selling EpiPens, inhalers, anti-seizure medications, diabetes and arthritic meds, etc. Virtually all of these medications they sell are targeted to treat diseases that are listed as side effects of the vaccines on their own manufacturing inserts. So as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says, it's the perfect business model. They make us all sick, and then they create lifetime customers, making hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And with cancer, if you figure that in, they're making more than $1 trillion every year. And they've been doing this for the whole generation. You know, since I was a kid, what, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, you know, that's why they're the big pharma is leading all the most profitable companies on Wall Street. They've been making a killing. creating and managing and treating disease. I mean, we're talking about a Holocaust above and beyond what anyone can imagine. I mean, imagine 100 giant airplanes being shot out of the sky every day, people dying from diseases inordinately, you know, and of course the statistics have the last 2 years, the lifespan, you know, the lifespan of Americans has shrunk dramatically. Why? There's so many people dying. And I provide some videos and articles on this. This is like a silent Holocaust. You know, people don't believe it. They don't want to believe it. They don't want to go there. But slowly and quietly, hardly anyone will even know it's a Holocaust. So, you know, a snap out of it, folks, is what I often say, you know, and help your friends snap out of it. There's an article January 3rd from Technocracy News saying that 28% of all Americans know someone who died from an mRNA injection. And we're seeing it on TV, you know, the football players dying on the field, or, you know, collapsing on the field, on the on all kinds of fields, the soccer fields, the football fields, the tennis courts, the basketball courts. And the subtext of this article is that the wheels of the pharmacidal bus are coming off. The evidence of harm is all around, and many people can see it, even if they are not openly saying it. Perhaps now they will. Accountability must follow. Pfizer knew, Moderna knew, Johnson & Johnson knew, Fauci knew, the WHO knew, the World Health Organization, they knew that, you know, the vaccines were killing people, millions of people. And in the meantime, the death shots, the clot shots, must stop. So there's a video that goes on to explain evidence the FDA knew the vax was going to kill millions. And then you have Bill Gates, you know, having more of these desktop simulations. Bill Gates' new pandemic simulation called Catastrophic Contagion. His new pandemic simulation features virus targeting children. They do these simulations, and then they roll out more vaccines, which basically creates the crisis that they're warning us about. So Global Research had this article, shocking. UK government admits COVID-vaccinated children are 4,423% more likely to die. I mean, it's shocking. I mean, they're more likely to die than unvaccinated children. Again, the immune system being degraded. So Naomi Wolf did an article, a Pfizer confidential report that was finally came out. It's really true. They know they are killing the babies. She says, "Dear friends, sorry to announce a genocide." So somehow they somehow managed to demonize coughs, sniffles, and having no symptoms at all, as you having COVID, you know. But they normalized, they demonized, you know, no symptoms at all that you had, but they've normalized strokes, blood clots, neurological disorders, and, quote, died suddenly. So this is some pretty crazy stuff. And, I mean, the articles that have been coming out that you won't read in the mainstream media that I've reported here, how the court has ordered the CDC to release data showing 18 million vaccine injuries in America. Now, that's what their data released. But Harvard did an independent study, I think it was 20 years ago, that was saying that the reported vaccine injuries were only about 1% of the actual injuries, because they're just not reported. I mean, there's nurse to report articles coming out on a regular basis how nurses say they'd never been told to report vaccine injuries. They're not told by their superiors to report vaccine injuries, and they don't get reported. As the Harvard study shows, only about 1% of them get reported. So if 18 million vaccine injuries have been reported, multiply that by 100, and what do you get? 180 million vaccine injured in America? I mean, is that possible? Or maybe it's only Instead of 1% being reported, maybe only 10% are being reported. I mean, you know, how many what's the real story here? So here's the article explains that more than 18 million people were injured so badly by the first COVID shot from Pfizer or Moderna that they had to go to the hospital. That's according to the CDC's own internal data, which a court just ordered the federal agency to release to a watchdog group. Again, as they say here, according to a Harvard study, the CDC's data may only report about 1% of the actual injuries and deaths. And since Big Pharma is the cash cow for big media, the big lie of safe and effective is perpetuated. Nothing to see here, folks. Vaccines are safe and effective. Big media will tell you that, you know, all the time. Anyway, the truth has come out, and all who took the mRNA shots must strive to build their immune system. And again, I recommend the SPX for that, the Swedish pollen extract, for building necessary vital force in the body to detoxify their cells, because these toxins accumulate in the weakest links of the body, and that's where disease is caused. And to get the body to eliminate those toxins, you need to increase the vital force, where the cells have enough metabolic ability to eliminate the toxins, so then they can assimilate the nutrients to build health and to prevent or cure disease. So before I go to the next article, and I'm getting short on time, so I do emphasize this video from Natural Life News. It's the Health Ranger Report by Mike Adams, and he does an exceptional interview with Ed Dowd, and Ed Dowd used to be with BlackRock, and he explains the actuary details insurance companies about the catastrophic civilization implications of vaccine deaths and disabilities, and how it's been proven with the insurance actuaries of the number of people who are dying and the implications of this. It's a very sobering video. Highly recommend it. And again, there's a solution. I highly recommend people building their immune system, preventing disease with the Swedish pollen extract and that other natural holistic lifestyle, exercise. Oxygen is hugely important to improving your metabolic health, again, to eliminate toxins so you can assimilate nutrients, build health, and prevent disease. There's a great infographic at this point of the compendium that got Rod Serling, you know, from the show going way back, and he says, "Imagine a vaccine so safe you have to be threatened to take it, for a disease so deadly you have to be tested to know you even have it." Anyway, Outer Limits, Rod Serling, infographic. And anyway, the big test is going on. The dark side desperados have hit the wall of Aquarian enlightenment, and they're acting out with abject depravity, murderous intent, and deceptive cognitive dissonance that calls evil good and good evil. And this is the test that's best. It doesn't get any better than this as far as collective consciousness going through major initiations of the understanding of what's going on in the world. So in this compendium, I wrap it up with some TLC positive stuff. Progress is what pure intention does from the top down, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, and financial, the next economy, all connected, coherent, spiritual, above all. And a great video at the bottom, you know, the bottom line is the top line. Gautama Buddha releases the heart form of the year 2023. And this is kind of the bonus for those who've come this far, and a message from Gautama Buddha for the year 2023. Some will find that inspirational, others not so much. I'm going to go on to this the compendium that I've added to numerous times since the full moon back on January 6th. And it goes into kind of three parts, it's kind of the what's kind of going on in the collective consciousness of global humanity right now. That's kind of the big picture overview, as we move from crisis to solution in terms that are, you know, holistic, healthy, holy, with divine principles that will check and balance all that is less than divine, ideally. And there's some great infographics and videos in this compendium. One video is a short video, 4 minutes. It goes into how Big Pharma was captured by U.S. government, how that happened. Some shocking statistics reveal the Big Pharma takeover of government. And as I mentioned before, we got this Holocaust going on, and how big media is owned by the same big banksters who own Big Pharma, you know, BlackRock, Vanguard, etc., with clear intent to consolidate massive moneyed power by pushing a deceptive narrative of health salvation while actually culling the population and censoring any contrary narrative as fake news or terrorism. So there's an article from Global Research that goes into this, how a cover-up of evidence of mass murder, the CDC appears to be removing the VAERS records of injuries, and it's not an accident that they would do this. They're trying to cover up all the evidence from the VAERS record, the databases. So anyway, that's a serious thing going on. There's some humor and with some infographics, kind of comic relief from the serious stuff. Cartoon Bill Gates and Fauci running down the street, and there's a whole mob behind him with clubs chasing him. Bill Gates is saying, "What in the gates of hell is happening?" And Fauci says, "They stopped watching mainstream news and started doing their own unbiased research." Not that Fauci would ever say that, but it makes a good infographic cartoon. So I'm going to finish up with some of the positive stuff in this video, in this compendium that I added later. One of them that I added was two videos, and there's a link about three quarters of the way down in this compendium. And one of them is a preview of coming events, and the other one's the prelude to the Heartware launch. Heartware, as far as the next big thing in the computer internet revolution, with a way to decentralize the world, decentralized power, wisdom, and love with TLC, Global Telecom, Global Telecare, what that looks like, how that works, with the Heartware Project for Web 3.0, Heartware Cyber Ethics, and what that looks like and how that works. So there's a video that references these two videos, the Emergency Broadcast System and the Great Awakening. And this is these two videos are supposedly leaked online by way of a Virginia Special Operations Group with plans for releasing this video in 10 days of emergency broadcast system. And what that's about, some of you will find that interesting. This gets into Q and the White Hats and some things that the lamestream media will never talk about other than to criticize. Again, first they ignore you, then they fight you, they try to block you, they censor you, they criticize you. Of course, then you win because, you know, truth is going mainstream and it's going to happen sooner or later. So help the process and be aware and prepare, care to share, network freely to your friends and loved ones who will appreciate this message, or at least parts of this message, because you've got a full spectrum of stuff in these custom multimedia shows. People can customize it and watch what they want, but bottom line is that all the disease, dystopia, and devolution we see on the global screen of life these days is all being brought to the surface to be transmuted. That's why the quantum shift into Aquarius is known as lifting of the veil. The frequencies of truth and love neutralize fear and doubt. So the energy veil, the evil that is dense, unconscious, and heartless, is being transcended and transmuted. And as Gandhi said, "When I despair, remember that all through history, the way of truth and love has always won. There have been tyrants and murderers, and for a time they seem invincible. But in the end, they always fail. Think of it, always." Mahatma, great soul, Gandhi. So I highly recommend, if you get a chance, to treat yourself to this heartstream dictation message from Jesus, powerful message from Jesus through on January 8th from the heartcenter.org through David Christopher Lewis. It's a message to bless Israel and all humanity with cosmic forgiveness. some powerful, that's the keynote I'd say of, you know, my presentation today, if you, is to kind of tune into the frequency and the spirit, excuse me, of the living Christ with this video. So that's about all I have to say today. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. Be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness, the five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on Earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.